With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. FBI reportedly ready to help Texas track down Democrat state lawmakers who left the Lone Star State to prevent Republican efforts to redraw congressional districts.
That's according to Republican Senator John Cornyn. He says, quote, Director Kash Patel has approved my request for the FBI to assist state and local law enforcement in locating runaway Texas House Democrats. His statement continued, quote, we cannot allow these rogue legislators to avoid their constitutional responsibilities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to arrest any Democrats that participate in the effort.
Texas correspondent Ken Lorman adding that more than 50 Democrat members of the legislature have participated in the effort. It has denied Republicans a quorum necessary to vote on the plan, money also for Texas flood victims and other important state matters. In California, State Assembly Bill 495 is coming under fire from Christians, parents' rights groups, and high-profile evangelical leaders like Jack Hibbs, pastor of Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills, because the legislation would make it easier for child predators to remove kids from public schools or even daycare centers without parental notification. Gina Gleason, leader of the Real Impact Ministry, expects a huge attendance at a rally August 19th.
Well, if we don't show up, this law will pass. We need to show that we are concerned enough to drive hundreds of miles out to Sacramento because we do not want this bill to pass. Our Democrat leaders will be surprised at how many more parents will rally at the Capitol steps on the 19th, and then we will train people how to lobby their legislators that you want a no vote on AB 495.
This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood leaving Louisiana.
The nation's largest abortion business has closed its last two clinics in the predominantly pro-life state. Ben Clapper of Louisiana Right to Life tells LifeNews.com, quote, when Planned Parenthood built their New Orleans facility, they intended it to become a mega abortion center, aiming to perform nearly 3,000 abortions every year. But thanks to our united efforts, not a single abortion was ever performed there. Now that facility is shutting down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of performers traveling across America singing church songs first sung by the Gullah Geechee people, a group of enslaved Africans who worked the cotton and rice plantations of the South Carolina Sea Islands. They sing in the old Gullah Creole language that was rooted in West Africa. Singers all now in their 70s and 80s and learn the songs from their parents and grandparents. This is SRN News. Helicopter crash in Charles County, Missouri, killing two people right on the Mississippi River. Witness Adam Briggs.
The helicopter was just working on his power lines. It hit the power line, blew up. There was a pilot, there was a worker. The helicopter blew up and fell and crashed that barge, and it's exploding right now. It's exploding right now. I just called 911.
Officials say an investigation is underway. A judge stopping government contractors in five states from sending hazardous waste to a landfill in Michigan. Decision follows a year of legal challenges by Detroit area communities concerned about environmental damage. A judge there says the risk is compelling and far outweighs any financial harm to Wayne Disposal. More details at srnnews.com.